Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of Game Cabinet. This week, we're reaching in and pulling out our dice for a nice, easy, no-systemed RPG roll. We're doing a nice, I'm taking inspiration from one of my favorite podcasters, Donnie, our plucky sidekick, and we're going to do a nice, easy, pass-fail, kind of Yuletide-themed RPG quotes.
I'm excited. Excited about this. It'll be a fun one for the holidays.
I'm pretty stoked. I had a small anxiety attack about it about an hour ago, but now that we're here and we're doing it like usual, the anxiety's gone and I'm just stoked. Let's do it.
Dope.
But for those of you who are Pathfinder fans, I have kind of condensed down a wonderful adventure path by Alex Guerrera, I think is his name, if I remember correct. I know his first name's Alex. One of his campaigns called Yuletide Terror. I've kind of boiled it down into a nice pass-fail experience that's nice and easy to run. And I loved this campaign when I ran it. I had a weird experience with it that we'll talk about at some other point in time. But I've always loved the storyline, and I'm super excited for us to be able to sit down and kind of play through it and have a weird time with it.
I'm super excited about it.
What I hope for RPGs.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
The weird.
And it's just...
Can't wait.
Me and George versus Drew. No, not versus, but...
But yeah, we have got George. George, do you want to introduce your minor character here to us?
Yeah, this is the first magic-using character that I ever played as. Jim, the sorcerer. Lovely, elaborate, fancy D&D name, Jim.
But I like Jim.
Me and Jim go way back. This is a little, it's not like we're getting the band back together again, but we're getting our own little collective solo project back together again in a group.
Yeah. And what are we doing over there with you, Hannah?
I'm bringing back one of my favorite characters that I got to play in Tomb of Annihilation, Nox, the Goblin Cleric. His god is a shield guardian named Vorn. Don't ask me how it works. It works. He has cleric powers.
You know what my favorite answer and my least favorite answer about that is? Magic.
He has so much faith that Vorn exists that it just gives him good old cleric powers.
That's wonderful. I love it so much. It's magic. Deal with it. Faith and magic.
Yep.
They can accomplish anything in these fantasy worlds.
I can't tell you how excited I am to just even if it's not in a full campaign, just to revisit Nox, because he's been my favorite character forever.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm just playing a human, for the record.
Just playing a human.
You know,
I mean, you get the bonus racial feat, so, you know.
totally relevant in this setup.
Right? You'll get all those extra goodies.
Yeah.
I know, right? My cleric that can wear heavy armor totally is paying off in this setting.
Oh, yeah.
Yup. I hate AC. I hate it so much. I'm actually really excited to be playing Witcher, because all armor does is absorb damage for you.
Oh,
it doesn't stop you from getting hit. You still get hit. It just absorbs damage before it hits you.
Nice.
Yeah. Which I would much rather be able to chunk away that. I'm so excited for Witcher. I'm so excited. We made characters today. I'm sorry, everybody. I got sidetracked. All right.
This isn't Witcher.
But I'm excited for it. And there's a character sheet like 12 feet away from me with that. Let's boil ourselves down into the far, far north of Fenborough. The adventures of Nox and Jim. You found your way to the far, far north and the high altitudes of the mountains on the week of the Yule, as you come into a small town of Yomshire. As you enter into town, you are looking for an inn and a tavern. You go to the several that are in town, and all of them tell you, unfortunately, for the holidays, they are booked.
Why do I have a feeling we're going to end up sleeping in a stable?
No.
No room in the inn?
There's no room in the inn!
While you're out and about trying to find out where you guys might be able to sleep, you come across a lovely young human woman rushing out of a shop, and as she does, she kind of trips over a like little rock that's in the road and almost spills all of her packages. Anybody gonna intervene?
Oh, yeah. Nox will totally run up and like help her pick up her packages.
All
like,
right. Roll me reflex a save to see if you guys can catch her packages for her.
Oh, that's a 14.
A 14? You catch a couple of her packages, but a couple are still fallen.
Okay, and I also do that at an 11.
At an 11? Woo! And you catch the last couple of her packages right before they hit the snow. And you can see that these are, now that you've kind of got a couple of them in your hands, you can see that these are very obviously presents. They've all got very colorful paper around them. They're all in tidy little boxes, and they just look very nice. She looks at you. Oh, thank you so much. We've got so many of the little ones at home this year that would have been just a catastrophe if I had to go back and get them rewrapped.
Nox will be like, well, help Lady carry home.
You wouldn't mind helping us, helping me carry them home?
Don't want drop again.
Oh, we got nothing else going on.
All right. Come this way with us then.
This woman is far too trusting.
roll an insight check.
Oh no, this woman's going to eat us for dinner.
Ooh.
Nox was never very insightful. And at a 4, he is still not very insightful.
I'll see your 4 and show you up to 5.
Yeah, this lady's just incredibly trusting. You don't get what it is about her, but she's just super trusting for no reason.
Oh, goody.
But as you guys
as are we.
You guys kind of begin to traverse your way into the deeper parts of town, just into the more residential areas and out of the shopping districts and where the inns and taverns tend to be. And as you walk for 4 or 5 minutes, she still continues just trekking along, having idle conversation. It gets to be about 10, 15 minutes. She's still just making, just a little further, dear. It's like just up the hill here.
You just channeled Nimue real hard in that, and I don't appreciate it. Lady lives far from town.
Yes, the estate requires room. And about the 20-ish minute marker, you guys are brought to an elaborate wrought iron fence with the initial of G on the front of it, surrounded by a giant cog.
Hmm. What's the G stand for?
Oh, that's my family name. Well, my husband's family name, but, you know, marriage and things, so I've taken it on at Gadget.
Gadget?
Yeah. His name is Dave Gadget, and I'm Sue. You can also, you'll be able to call us Sir and Lady Gadget.
Not Inspector.
No, he's not an inspector. He's actually a wizard.
Of course he is.
Do you have 2 children named Go and Go?
No, but if we do have children, I will name it. I will have to go with Pogo.
All right.
All right.
That's quite a thing to say to somebody you just met, but all right.
Those are wonderful names.
They're spelled differently, though, just so you know.
Oh, you'll have to show me the spelling. That sounds wonderful and exotic. Where are you from?
Oh, my God. It's been so long, I don't actually remember.
Where's Jim from? Is he from Faerun?
No. It's from a land that Tim created. I can't remember what it's called.
Creation.
From far away Timland.
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 Sounds
that's
amazing.
It. You wouldn't have heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it, but it sounds wondrous.
Wait, it's called Westgate.
Westgate.
Is the town I'm from. It's been so many years.
That sounds a lot less exotic.
Yeah, it is.
That sounds pretty average for things named around here as well. Yeah, so
it's true.
You should start trying to get them to call it Timland. Maybe people would explore it more.
I will bring it to the council. I think there's a council. Yeah, moving right along.
Just one dude in a room by himself.
Just one dude.
Well, come on in. And as she walks up to the gate, you can see her trace a small rune into the air and kind of push it up to the gate. And it opens up for you guys. Come following in behind her, or are you guys going to just hang back here? Like, I mean, it's your option.
I mean, Nox rolled a 4, so Nox is just following this lady.
She's a nice lady.
She's a real nice lady.
She leads you up to the house and inside. And as you kind of start coming up the drive, you start seeing a few carriages, like more than an average family would have, like enough that you're like, even for rich people, this is too many carriages.
I'm going to like lean over to Jim and just be like, Nox not dressed for party.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
You guys, as you guys get in and up, she goes, oh, don't mind. We have a few guests with me right now. We're figuring out how we're going to get to the gala this evening.
Many carriages can take you there.
Here, and she opens up the door and like lets you guys into the foyer of it. And she's like, well, our problem isn't really the getting there. It's who has to stay home part. All of us have relatively important business matters during these galas to attend. And we have many things to discuss while there. And we all play a role. And so we are trying to figure out who's going to be able to go. I have a couple business partners that are going to be there. My husband has a couple business partners going to be there. We work together on most things, but I run some of the projects he doesn't, and yada, yada, yada. And our nanny is snowed in for the evening, as you can see by the terrible blizzard out.
Was there a blizzard? Did we miss a blizzard?
You guys have been trekking long enough that that's kind of your response of like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, that's been the last few days for you guys. It's nothing new.
Okay.
All day it's been just kind of snowing in these blizzarding waves, and it's just kind of picked up right now. And she's like, it's a blizzard for now, I guess.
Can we help in any way?
She kind of looks at you guys and she starts looking at you with those eyes of a suspicious mom. Like, she's just looking at you and kind of giving you the once over, and she...
I mean, Nox is a weird-looking goblin, so... Well, it's not...
She's looking at you the longest. Like, she kind of looks at Jim and is like, eh.
He wears this, like, tribal mask all the time, like this wood-carved mask, so he's very strange.
I think Jimothy will love you.
Jimothy?
No relation?
No relation, sorry. Oh,
okay.
It's a convenience that you happen to be called. Is your full name Jimothy?
Sure.
Oh, well, then that's just an odd question. He's going to love both of you then.
Good, good.
You guys, would you be willing to babysit for the night, essentially? We can we can give you room and board without having to pay for a town, an inn or a tavern.
Question.
They're expensive there. And
how Nox kind of like looks up at the ceiling trying to figure out how to say what he's trying to say. And he's like, how does human babysit work? Goblins put children in small fences, closed door.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that. You have fun with them and play games. Like, I've set a small itinerary for whoever was going to watch the children. And we have pretty easy things like decorate the tree, go outside, build a snowman, have a snowball fight, come back inside and do a gingerbread houses while drinking on some cocoa, and then, you know, try to bed down the children for the day. They range between 10 to about 15. They're pretty easy to take care of, and there's only 4 of them.
I guess the question for you, Nox, is do you want to build a snowman?
Do you want to build a snowman?
I wasn't going to do the tune.
I absolutely want to build a snowman.
We'll do it.
Come on, let's go and play. Okay, we can't do anymore because Disney will sue us. We'll just get a cease and desist letter from the mouse.
Like, not even a full verse. Just half a one.
Yep, we're already done. Sorry if you guys never hear this.
This has become a rare episode instantly.
Patreon only.
Come on in and I'll take you to the family room where all the kids are, and I'll go and fetch Dave and he can meet you folk.
This lady literally just picked up 2 strangers on the street and was like, hey, watch my kids for me.
Mm-hmm.
She rolled really high on her insight check. She's got
Okay.
She's got a decent... That's why I was like, she looks at you for a hard minute. But
Knox is super chaotic, but he's not an awful person.
She gets the sense that you're chaotic, but not in a harmful way, in kind of the same way children are chaotic.
That's exactly
like,
how Knox
you just want to play and have some fun. Like, okay. I think maybe
collect teeth, but like not from children.
You're not the tooth fairy.
Knox could be the tooth fairy. In a horrible way.
No.
Just hiding his bag of teeth, like just like tucking it in the pocket.
This is gonna get weird.
Knox canonically has a bag of teeth. He used it to stop a lot of traps in Tomb of Annihilation.
That's fair. Plugging holes.
Yeah, he put it in a lot of, like, he dumped teeth in a bunch of gears and just like seized up the gears.
It's really smart.
It was great.
That's awesome.
It was super great because we, at the very beginning of the game, my DM was like, do you have any like trinkets or anything? And I was like, he has a bag of teeth. I don't know why. He has a bag of teeth.
He has one though.
Came in so handy.
I bet.
She starts leading you through the house. And as you're being kind of led through the house, you see, roll me a perception check.
Oh, that's a 15.
Me too.
Hey.
Oh, cool. You guys see...
We're suddenly freaking out about this. We're like, what's happening?
You guys kind of taking in the foyer, and it looks like a very basic foyer, but one of the first things that you notice is in the center of it, there's something akin to a light bulb. And this is not a type of electricity. It seems like there's some sort of floating, hanging orb that's just perpetually, like, putting off a soft torchlight, essentially. And as you begin to go through the house, you notice that there are bulbs like this recessed into the ceilings, and that there are, there's a train track that is currently wrapped around most of the house that doesn't have a support system under it. That's kind of just naturally laid throughout the house.
This guy multi-classed as an artificer.
There's parts where the train, like, goes up onto the wall and rides the wall and then comes back down alongside of it and kind of just... has this nice Yuletide
Santa. Like,
it's kind of got a Santa-esque feel to it, where it's just this kind of small wonderland almost of all these baubles and knicks and knacks and things like that.
Jim's gonna have his mage hand coming out and kind of poking at things and picking stuff up and looking at it, bringing it over to him, and then setting it back.
You find all sorts of gadgets.
Ooh, fun!
As things from like weird contraptions that have like a trigger mechanism that when you push it, it like extends a hand, like extends an arm, and then like grabs something, and then you can pull another button and it pulls back. You see another one that looks like a wearable hat that if propelled correctly and could get going, you could fly away with it and hold on to it with your hands to steer.
You said it was an Inspector Gadget.
Well, now I'm running with it.
Is there a shoe phone?
No. Oh. There's no shoe phone, unfortunately. But there is a shoe rune.
Of course there is.
How many shoes are in this room? At a rough count. Quickly, like, eyeballing it.
There's probably 10 pairs or so of these like shoe runes.
Oh. Wait, runes?
Yeah, so you kick off both of your shoes, mm-hmm. and one becomes the earpiece, and the other part is your talking piece, so it becomes one big phone with both of them. And you can communicate from far distances, or you can leave one of your runes at home and take just one shoe with you, and you can communicate with
like
just that rune.
The weirdest sending stones ever.
I grab one and give one to Knox. Be like, hey, we'll put these back.
We're just like standing in opposite ends of the hallway going, oh, hi, Jim.
Like, oh, hi, Knox. This is fascinating. I've never seen this magic before.
You guys are eventually led into...
ineffective use of shoes.
The family room.
Okay.
Where there are four children. Jimothy, Tara, Gwen, and Tyler. They seem like your average lot of kids.
Is Jimothy the oldest or the youngest?
Jimothy is the middle child in this group.
I was hoping that they either got really crazy at the end or really crazy at the beginning, but like, okay.
No, Jimothy's kind of the like right in the middle of like, he is the most normal. One of the kids, you can see half of his face is like encompassed in scales. like almost fish scales like that lead to these like small horns. That is Tyler, Fish Kid.
Fish Kid.
You can ask him more about it, but he doesn't like to talk about it. You see one of the other girls is Gwen has short blonde hair, pretty average looking human. Tara is a like deep brown, like earthy toned tiefling and is kind of just wearing all black. She is at the most goth stage. You get the assumption she is the oldest.
Okay.
And at top angst against everybody else. And then there's Jimothy, who kind of like Gwen is a very like plain, kind of normal looking human kid that you can see, though, that he's like got a robe on and he seems to be like fiddling with a staff next to him. You pick up that he's probably picked up the family trait of wizardry.
You're a wizard, Jimothy.
He's a whiz kid.
Yeah, he's a whiz kid.
Nice.
Oh, poor Jimothy. You're dying first.
Oh.
Dying? Nobody's going to die. Nobody's dying. Taking care of him.
What? We're watching the children. Everything's going to be just fine. Nothing ever goes wrong when Nox is involved.
Just keep away bags of holding from Nox.
Nox was not the one that did that.
Yeah, but I could see Nox doing it.
Nox was actually very smart magically.
But you're kind of given base introductions to all the kids. Dave Gadget comes in. You know him as Sir Gadget.
Sir Gadget.
And he kind of gets formal meetings with you guys. And you look at this guy and he is just wearing this long trench coat, big pointed wizard hat. He looks like what 90s stereotypical wizards from cartoons would look like. And it's just playing it up. He's this kind of eccentric, artificy wizard who just makes toys. And
does he have just like a big bushy beard?
No, he's actually surprisingly clean shaven.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is weird. Like, you've been here in the north for a while. You don't see many clean shaving people because the hair helps keep a little warmth in. But he seems like a pretty jovial guy. And he's like, oh, you guys are going to be watching the kids?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just know I got scrying spells all over this place. I'm watching you. That's creepy, but okay.
Nox, like, leans in and just goes, don't watch bathroom.
And he kind of looks at you and just breaks into this big old smile and is like, I like these two. These are going to be fun. And he's like, but no, really, like, you guys... my kid is I've taught my kid a couple of spells. If there's anything you need, he should be able to get a hold of us. He's got sending spells that he can get a hold of me pretty easily with. So if you guys need anything, you know, you can kind of communicate through him if necessary.
Cool.
But Sue left a small list of like easy instructions for everybody, a few little tasks. And as you guys have been kind of talking with everybody and rolling around, you can see that it's starting to get dark out. And they're like, other than that, we'll be gone for 2 or 3 hours. Once the kids are passed out, feel free to do whatever you guys want. Just don't destroy the house.
How far away is the gala you're all attending?
It was 20 minutes from the shop. And it's about a half hour away.
Okay.
It's not that far. And we'll be leaving a cart here for everybody if there's like an emergency or something, so you guys can get to town quickly.
Okay.
Foreshadowing.
Bum, bum.
It's not a gun in Act 1. It's just a carriage in Act 1.
It's just a carriage and 3 unattended hours.
What could go wrong?
Everything. With that, all the other families that were all kind of in the study while you were being introduced. They all kind of pack up, give their kids their last minute hugs and kisses, and just dip out.
So it's only these 4 kids that were watching?
Just these 4 kids.
Okay, it's not like everybody else's kids.
No, so there were a total of 3 other families that were hanging out and around.
Okay.
There's 1 kid per family, essentially.
Oh, okay, so not all of these are the Gadget's kids.
No, not all of these are the Gadget's kids.
Okay.
So it's Jimothy Gadget, though.
Yeah, Jimothy Gadget, okay. The wizard, the whiz kid.
Okay, yep. That makes so much more sense why he has the weird name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we got Gwen, Tara, and Tyler otherwise, so that, yeah. You know, leave it to the quirky gadget dude.
Okay.
Tara's the tiefling, Tyler's the fish kid. You of which you didn't notice any weird scales on his parents. His father had, or except for his father, who had a super small patch, like kind of up, like in a stripe up his arm. But for the most part, you didn't see anything on his mom. His dad didn't like have it nearly as much as this kid kind of does. But there seems to be some sort of genetic thing there. And then there's just Gwen, who is just kind of chilling. Her parents look pretty normal. They kind of roll on out.
It's always the normal ones.
It's always the normal ones.
Hmm. Hmm. Hmm.
And as soon as the parents all leave, all the kids kind of look at you guys and are like, "Who are you?"
I'm Nox.
We're strangers that Jimothy. We met your mom on the way back to the place, and she just told us to take care of you guys. Nice to meet you.
That sounds pretty par for the course for my parents, actually. They don't make wise decisions. I mean, have you seen how many like dangerous toys we have in this house?
So many,
right?
So many.
And they just leave them out. They just tell us not to play with it. Can you really expect us not to play with it, though? You know how many times I've come close to losing a hand?
So many.
Well, my name's Jim. This is Nox.
Shoe phone's cool.
Well, hi, Jim, Nox. Ugh, did your parents name you Jimothy too? Or did you get lucky and just get Jim?
Jimothy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You get used to it.
I hope not.
You know, you could ask people to just call you Jim.
I'm just going to change it later.
Okay.
I'm going to go by Gary.
Sweet.
Good name.
Good strong name.
Two R's?
Nah, one.
Okay.
But, with that, they kind of look at you and they're like, "Well, mom left this small list of things. What do you, the only one that she says we have to do last is gingerbread houses, because she wants us to do that after we play outside so that we can come in and have hot cocoa. Experience the holiday."
Nox is going to like look out the window at like the quote blizzard unquote and go, "Should go outside?"
He looks at you and is like, "It's Fenboro. Give it 10 minutes.
Nox is going to look at the list and go, "What is snowball fight? Do fight snowballs?" And Nox will like pull out his mace and be like, "Fight snowballs?" By the
Tyler
way,
looks at you really wide-eyed.
By the way, his mace,
I like their form of snowball fight,
is the fist of Vorn. So it's a shield guardian fist with spikes attached to it. Just BT dubs.
Jimmy think, "No.
Aw.
No.
No fights." And he just like puts his mace back.
You see him like wander over to one of the windows and like prop it open for a second and casts Mage Hand and pulls a couple scoops of snow kind of into the house and then roughly makes a snowball and gently, "Jim, snowball fight?"
"Yep."
"Okay." And tosses, like gently tosses you one.
And I, with my mage hand, catch it.
And then he looks at him and goes, "Snowball fight." And then throws one at you.
Ugh.
He does not hit you, though. It kind of goes over your shoulder. And it's like, now he throws one back.
Mage hand.
Go ahead and roll to see if you can hit this kid.
Ooh, 16.
16? You definitely hit him. You hit him like kind of square in the chest. And you can see him not really move either, being like...
Because it's a snowball. Snowball not fight. Packed with ice and rocks.
Yeah. Snowball.
I had mean brothers, okay?
But he kind of just looks over at Nox. Snowball fight. Teams, last one hit wins.
Nox likes this game.
All right, I think we're all on board.
All right, so you guys go on out to the outside, and as you guys start going through the back door, they've got a nice like little enclosed patio, and... He wasn't kidding. You guys give it a couple more minutes while you kind of just introduce. They ask you about a couple of your stories, and you give them short, children-safe versions of them.
Nox does not talk much, because there was not a lot children-safe in that in Chult.
And then...
Nox does talk a lot about the undead T-Rex, though.
Oh, because they're the coolest. They're very intrigued by undead T-Rexes. But at the end, you guys draw straws. And I will let you two decide who wants to be on whose team, but There is Jimothy and Tara on one team, Gwen and Tyler on the other team.
Do you want to be on a team with your namesake mage?
I mean, sure.
Okay. I'll play with the fish kid and the real plain kid.
All right. And the real plain kid. Don't sound so sad about it.
No, I like them both. I just don't know anything about either of them. That's legitimately the only information I have. Mm-hmm. Nox is going to take his mask off, and it actually is his shield. So he dons it as a shield and like starts building snowballs.
Gwen kind of looks over at you and gives this subtle thing, and she rolls up her sleeve, and under it you see this like small metallic bracer, and she kind of turns around, and you just kind of see her elbow working back and forth for a minute, and then as she turns back to you, there's this little like silver web of that has kind of been crafted into a small shield like device.
Oh, we've got two shields on this team now.
We've never had such. She looks at you and goes, good idea.
Can't hit if shield protect.
And she kind of looks over, Jimothy, you're screwed, bro.
Shields versus mage hands, let's go.
Nox like gives her a little high five, like he's just like, yeah.
and with that, go ahead and roll, and I will roll for these kiddos.
Oh, that's only a 12, but it's a 12.
I got a 16.
Damn it.
All right, so
mage hand shenanigans are happening.
Jim, who are you throwing at?
I'll go for Jimothy.
You're on Jimothy's team.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I mean I'll have Jimothy's back and go for normal kid Gwen.
Oh,
Gwen.
Rude.
You huck at Gwen and you got a...
He got a 16.
16?
16.
Yeah.
You bean her in the shoulder, just slips right in between that shield, takes a small clip, and she looks at Nott with, like, sorry. Well, you just see that. I'm sorry it wasn't good enough. And she kind of wanders her way off.
Right before she leaves, Nox is just going to give her like a little tiny shield tutorial on like how to properly hold her shield a little bit better. Like just real quick.
And while you're giving that tutorial,
yep.
The other Jimothy throws using his mage hand. And while you're kind of just doing it, you absentmindedly just shield check his.
Just.
Yeah.
Nice.
Make it look super casual.
With that, Tyler dodges out of the way of the snowball of Tara. Tyler's snowball does hit Jim.
Oh.
They rolled just well enough to actually hit you. But two of them throw it at Nox, and Nox manages to block it out of the way. Nox, go ahead and give you one more check to see if you can take out that.
Oh, that's a 19.
Oh. You, in retaliation, Gwen looks at everybody and goes, go! And by the time she says go, you've already managed like one-handedly swooped a perfect ball of snow and it just whipped it into the last kid's face.
Just got Tara right in the face.
Yeah, just you hit her right in the dome and she looks at you and then just starts laughing. Like, what, that moment of what just happened, and then, oh my god, that was fun.
Nox is also just laughing maniacally, having the greatest time ever.
Dip, duck, dive, dodge, and dip.
And with that, Gwen kind of turns and takes off this web, that webbing shield that she's made, and starts kind of scooping together snow. And it's like, I believe the next thing was snowman.
Nox has no idea what's
adventurers?
Going. Nox has no idea what's going on, but he immediately starts doing the exact same thing with his shield just to like help.
Dope.
I would like to point out that Cholt is a jungle and Nox has never seen snow before. So this is all very new to him.
And so you and Gwen start building this little snow hut.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll to see if you can help pack it. Not knowing what snow is, if you can help pack
that's,
it in.
That's a whole nine. So, like, he tries his hardest, but,
you understand that you end up with a role during this to help gather while she starts kind of using her makeshift shield as a, like, shaping tool.
Gotcha. Nox's shield is like 2 feet tall. Like, it's almost as big as him. Okay, I need to explain it. His shield is actually a mask of communicate with the animals that my DM gave me. Yeah. So it's a magical, like, wooden mask. But I made it big because I wanted to use it as a shield. So my DM was like, yeah, it's like 2 feet tall. So he's just awesome. Like shoveling snow over to her.
Jim, are you going to help out the kids with making a little snowman family for this hut?
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. We would like to build some snow-shaped humanoids.
Snow-shaped humanoids?
Yeah. I don't want to try and sing a little tune to that, but yes.
Go ahead and roll for a snowman craftage. We've all had a bad moment, so.
11.
11? Oh.
Nice.
Jim manages to push through with all these little guys. You start helping with some of the bigger portions of the bases and stuff while they start kind of building up the small bits. And you guys make this super adorable little, like, rounded snow hut with a little bit of, like, couple characters for one character for each person who helped out. And then a few minutes after you guys have kind of helped with most of the legwork, they kind of spend a few minutes like finding sticks and stuff to like craft your guys's like your shield. What does Jim carry on him?
Nothing crazy. I mean, he's got a wand or two hanging out, but he hasn't been needing them or anything. So.
They like set a couple wands on your hip, and then Jimothy like uses his mage hand to like press in and make a like little hand out of snow and then like makes a little pillar for it and sets it out next to you so that you're like, you've got your little mage hand sitting there, and then they kind of like make little identifiers for themselves. And
Nox like quietly pulls out a few little like canine teeth from his teeth bag, because Nox has sharp little teeth, and just kind of pushes them into his little snowman smile.
Oh, I forgot Jim has a staff of the adder.
Nice.
So once we go back inside, I'll do some like magic tricks. My staff turn into a snake or something.
Oh, that's super strange. With that, they do all fail their fortitude saves for the cold.
Oh no.
So nothing bad happens. Yeah, it's just to the point that like, you know, the kid adrenaline pushing off the cold for so long. Mm-hmm, and now that like they're kind of finished their project, the snowball fight's cooled down. They're starting to cool down, and they're like, and you can kind of see it, and they start all looking at you with that, like, we have to wait for the grown-ups to tell us to go inside.
Nox looks at Jim and goes, Jim, what hot chocolate?
It's something that we need right now. We should go inside.
Mm. And you can see all of them look at you like, you've never had hot chocolate. These are all kids born super high in the north. They're all used to, like, drinking hot cocoa 6 months out of the year.
Nox regales them with tales of living in the jungles of Cholt and how his little goblin tribe, like, drank juice made out of berries and smushed bugs. Which he thinks is peak cuisine, by the way.
They all look at you and are really interested until you say bugs. And then they're all like, we'd be interested before the bugs.
Bugs make better.
And then you can hear Tyler go, bugs are just protein.
Nox looks at him and goes, kid gets it.
You guys wander inside. You're led into the kitchen. And they show you where all the supplies for hot chocolate are. Nox, I want you to roll me a cooking check.
Yay.
And Jim, I want you to roll me a cooking check.
Oh, that's a beautiful 6 right there is what that is. Can Nox just try and melt a chocolate bar on the fire?
It's more or less where we're getting with you.
Yeah. You got a 12.
A 12?
Yeah.
All right. You understand the basics of pour it, like they've got milk and stuff. You pour it into the pot, heat it up, put your chocolate in and let that kind of slowly boil down. Nox, on the other hand, takes cold milk and a lump of chocolate after seeing you do this and just kind of puts it in.
See, I was imagining him trying to cook the chocolate like he would like a leg of meat on over the fire.
Oh, I like that so much more.
It's hot chocolate.
You're cooking it. And while you're doing that, Gwen comes over with just that look of, this is weird to have never experienced somebody with hot chocolate.
Nox looks at her and goes, how drink if chocolate melt into fire?
And she looks at you and kind of takes a small like cup of warm milk that Jim's given her and sets it under your hot chocolate, like under your melting chocolate for a second, and like gathers enough drips and then starts stirring and then hands it to you. Melt chocolate into milk.
Warm
milk, stir together.
That makes sense.
Not not hot chocolate isn't supposed to, you're not supposed to heat up just chocolate. you gotta have a
makes sense.
You don't make things, do you?
Nox makes lots of things. Rabbit stew, rabbit haunches, bug juice, berry juice, dead enemies, teeth. Well, not make teeth, take teeth. Take.
You make enemies?
Make dead enemies.
Like eat dead enemies?
No, make enemies dead.
Okay, and she's just having this little conversation between the two of you of her just like trying to understand how you put things.
I feel like I need to have an aside for all of my listeners. Nox has an intelligence and wisdom score that are both 15 or higher. He's just not fluent in common. So he has a really hard time communicating with people who speak common.
I think, I just have a hard time communicating.
Our whole party was shocked because we finally got a member that was a Kalashtar who could speak every language. And as soon as he joined, I was like, oh, thank God. And I just started talking like a normal person to him. And everyone was like, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, Nox is really smart.
Yeah, I just...
He just can't speak common very well.
Yeah.
He never had a chance.
That's wonderful. With that, you guys have one final task to do with these children while you enjoy your newly found beverage for you.
Yeah, now Nox is impressed. Nox kind of goes,
Jim. Mm-hmm.
Bugs would make better, but very good.
But I'm gonna have you guys roll me one more check as you help the same teams of kids build gingerbread houses against each other.
Gwen and Taylor, come on! Oh, no!
It's a 9.
Oh, I'll see your 9 and lower you to an 8.
Ah.
We're not very good at this.
Listen, Nox is an adventurer, okay? He kills skeletons. He doesn't build gingerbread houses. He builds goblin houses. He's really good at that.
Jim does have lots of experience fighting orcs.
You guys don't do great. The kids don't do great, except for Tara.
Does anybody really do great with gingerbread houses? I mean, Tara does, but like...
Tara crushes it, actually. She like starts having you and Jim and Jimothy like set up using their mage hands and like being able to set things into place while she's like gluing them with the frosting, and manages to actually salvage your guys's gingerbread house to the point that all the children turn and eat Nox's.
Hey, that's fine with Nox. Nox is like, food should be eaten.
Of which you're now given the privilege of trying gingerbread and frosting for the first time.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
They're not bad.
This is on par or better as the sweet bread and jam that our monk had.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like
Lady Gadget, apparently not a bad baker.
I'm impressed. Nox is very impressed by this whole situation. I need everyone to know.
With you guys finishing that up, you guys start kind of getting ready to settle the kids into bed. And they start getting laid down for the night. What are you guys going to kind of wait out the parents for? Like, what are you guys going to do while you wait up for the parents?
Is there are there any trophy rooms in this place? Like weapons rooms or like anything like that? Probably not. They're wizards.
There's a workshop room that has a few weapons in it, but they're all currently in different states of assembly. Like even some of the swords are just a blade in its tang laying
out.
Is
there a library?
Like yeah, there's definitely a library.
Nox is going to go read books because he can read in common and dwarvish. He just can't talk good.
You find numerous books on crafting.
Sweet. Nox is going to look for a book on gingerbread house building.
All right. You find a book on architecture and baking.
I like it. Nox is just sitting down reading and like scribbling notes.
Are there any fun looking toys that I could just, I don't know, like, are there any, like any fancy, like really fancy looking bouncy balls or anything like that I could just start like messing around with?
Yeah. You find this D20 sized, like perfectly round ball, but it's got a weird like hollow center to it. What do you want to
So I'll have my mage hand pick it up and hold it up to my face so I can kind of look at it, and then I'll have the mage hand flick it against a wall and see what happens.
Roll me a quick perception check before you, while you do that.
Three.
Three? You don't notice anything. You kind of look at it and you see a weird liquid in it and you're kind of like, meh. And you whip it against the wall, and as it hits, it springs back with like double the force you threw it with almost, and kind of just starts ping pong across the wall for a while.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll me a dexterity check, essentially.
That's fun.
11.
Woo. 11? You just barely manage to catch it as it passes by you at one point, and it takes a good chunk of your mage hand. Like, you can see your mage hand get tugged by it as it's kind of catching the force. But you manage to catch it, and you notice there's a couple dents in the wall.
Okay.
Nothing that, like, is super... There's no, like, hole. It's just, like... If you've ever like hit a hammer against a studded piece of wood, like walling, it's just a dent like that.
Yeah.
It's just a nice little...
Like golf ball hitting the side of a car, kind of a dent.
Yeah, just a...
Okay. I'll move down the wall a little bit and carefully do it again.
Oh my gosh.
And you get a similar reaction of it just... up and you drop it this time and it just starts bouncing between the floor and the ceiling, and you can see... You can now see like 5 or 6 different divots like this along this wall, like somebody else has been coming through and playing with it. And as you look up at the ceiling, you can see a couple more up there, and you're like, oh, okay, this is just, it's a super high active bouncy ball, essentially.
This is exactly what I was hoping for.
Think of flubber meets a contained unit.
Yeah, okay, cool. I put it in my pocket.
No.
Once it stops bouncing.
You have one, we'll call it flubber bouncy ball.
Flubber ball.
Flubber ball. Flubball?
Flubble.
No, it doesn't work.
Nope.
Okay.
And as you're kind of picking it up and getting it put away into your pockets, you guys hear a scream from upstairs.
Oh,
and you hear the sounds of chains rattling. You hear a ferocious roar and more screaming. What do you do?
Nox is going to grab his shield and pull out his mace and be like, finally, fight. And just run.
And I'll follow Nox.
All right. You guys come running upstairs. Kick open the door to the room you hear screaming out of, which is where all the children were laying. They had an upstairs, like, second or third family room. You guys can very obviously tell that this is a very wealthy family. They obviously, you can now understand why they need to go to these galas. You're like, oh, you guys, like,
this house is ridiculous.
Yeah. And so you kind of kick it in, and there before you, towering over the children, all the children missing except for one, Jimothy, who is in the hands of this creature, is being shoved into a rucksack.
Oh no.
Hey Krampus, leave them kids alone.
And with that, that's where we're going to call this week's episode of Game Cabinet.
Oh no.
Go ahead and catch us here in a couple of weeks for the exciting conclusion of our boiled down Yuletide terror.
Oh, where we get to fight Krampus.
Leave you guys on a nice little hanging out. Thanks for joining us this week, everybody. I hope that you had as much fun as I did with this. I hope you guys had as much fun with this as
I'm
had
so excited
so far.
For next session.
I've never had as much fun as building gingerbread houses as I did imagining building gingerbread houses with magic.
Yeah. Agreed. No, this is great.
I love the idea of a goblin. I love that your goblin has no clue what snow is. Like, you're just not used to it.
I was like, oh, it dawned on me when you're like, it's a blizzard. And I was like, Nox wouldn't even know what that is.
Yeah, like...
Like, he's never left Chult. This is probably the first time in the outside world ever.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we'll close up the cabinet doors. We will... put away our dice, and we will catch you guys next time.
You've been listening to The Game Cabinet at the AU Radio Podcast Network. If you're interested in any of the titles from today's episode, you can check out the link tree in the description to visit Adventures Underground at their online store to browse the selections or inquire about special orders. If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/ADV Underground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.